You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com 5 days a week, 5 till 7 Central, 3 till 5 Pacific, 6 till 8 Eastern, 11 till 1 o'clock in the morning in the UK, the Uber King, and 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. for the duration of October, and it'll be kicked back as soon as the US goes into their daylight savings time. Through to midday till 2 p.m. where you can listen in live. For those of you listening to the archives on our affiliates across New Zealand, thank you very much for doing so. You need to support those local networks to get the word out. Ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to media, most of them are bought and paid for. It's just that simple. So if you don't like that, then you must support the media you do approve of. It's like buying money, spending money at McDonald's supports McDonald's. Listening to scumbags stream media is giving them ratings, is giving them money. Switch them off. Turn on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Go to DrRemaTruthReport.com. And the various other websites, you can just search Dr. Rima Labo on Google, and there's plenty of results, a lot of research to be done there. And I was contacted by a 17-year-old girl who's just waking last night, and she asked me, "Oh, do you believe that there's a evil criminal cabal going on?" And I say, "Just Google Vinnie Eastwood. I think you'll find out the answer to that question." And she was struggling with the fact that it was very, very difficult going through this awakening, even at the tender age of 17, to find out that almost everything that you've been brought up to believe was in fact friend of mine. Or rather, a friend of Sarah's, my missus, she is starting to wake up as well. Her name's Moni, and she's starting to watch documentaries. And you know that as soon as you stop watching television and start watching documentaries, that you're really on a good path to waking up. I mean, my first 6 months when I was really kind of my fake life, essentially, obsessing with money and so on and so forth, I was watching around about 2 documentaries a day for a good 6 months. I had a geometrically increased knowledge base in a very short period of time. That's also why I encourage people to listen to this show, because there's so much information that we discuss on the show that you want to listen to again and again. Now,
I would like to, if I may, Vinny, I'd like to share something about this waking up process. It's exciting, it's exhilarating, it's painful, and it's very frightening because, as you said, virtually everything that you believe in comes up for questioning and most of it falls apart. And then you have relationships with people who can't hear you, who don't want to hear you. William McKinley was the 25th president of the United States. He was fatally assassinated. He fatally shot, I should say. He was assassinated. And he got one good line in before he was executed for messing around with the central banks, like every other president who's been assassinated. He said, "The truth will set you free, but first it's going to make you very unhappy."
That's true. And what I found about new people waking up is the trauma factor. It is extremely traumatic. I recall in the what I was doing, I was getting into a bit of debt kind of thing because I'd suffering from employophobia, a fear of being employed. And what happened was is I started to get aggressive, very aggressive, angry with everything and everybody. And I remember a conversation I was having with my sister Janine about how to consolidate my debt by getting another loan. And I was like, "Debt, I don't like loans or anything." And I just remember, "Why is everybody such a freaking slave?" You know, and it occurred to me, you know, now, this makes you crazy until you learn to get a handle on it and figure out what's really going on, because part of what figuring the world out is about figuring out yourself at the same time you deal with it.
Absolutely. It is so difficult to go through a total reorganization of belief system, of understanding of how things are organized. You see the corruption and you feel overwhelmed. Now, people write to me all the time. And they say, my husband, my wife, my father, my brother, my sister, my lover, my friends, my co-workers aren't listening to me. They don't want to hear what I have to say. And the answer is, yep, they don't, because they are afraid to go through the whole thing that you're going through. Look how painful it is for you. A lot of people say, I would rather not know. And you, Vinny, say a very wise thing. At least you, like McKinley, have a good line, one good line. It's a good thing for one person to come up with one good line before they're assassinated. No, no, we don't want you assassinated. I'm being facetious. You say there are 7 billion people out there. Forget about the ones who can't hear you. Because, you know, eventually they will hear you. They will say, you know, I heard that before, and son of a gun, you're right. I see it now. It takes time. It takes frequency and repetition. Typically, people have to hear something, whether it's true or false, 6 times before they can incorporate it into their own belief system. So you say it, somebody else says it, somebody else says it, and then shazam, it's true, and they thought of it, which is kind of interesting.
And this is not to be confused, ladies and gentlemen, with you repeating yourself 7 times the same thing to one person. Other people have to say it too.
Yes, yes. Now, you were talking about how important it is to support the media that you believe in, the media that tells the truth.
Everything that you believe in, really. There's plenty of good companies out there that have products like coffee, for example. I know an incredible product in terms of coffee there as well. So that's the kind of thing people should be really thinking about. Where do your dollars go? Where are your minutes of attention being spent? Because this all costs you something.
Yes, 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 absolutely. When people are listening for 2 hours to the Vinnie Eastwood Show or the Dr. Rima Truth Reports on Thursday nights from 10 to midnight Eastern Time.